This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حيار الصلاة حيار الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله علي الذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشأن جليل القدر الرفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان فخيم الاسم غزيل العلم وسيل حلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين وادعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين As we proceed into the days, the blessed days of the month of the Hijjah, and as we approach the days of the Hajj, this is the time of the year, very appropriately and aptly, where we remember and we commemorate the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And When we talk about the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, there are many, many lessons. However, one thing that does come to mind and that I wanted to highlight today, and that is that the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam is so remarkable. And the accomplishments and the accolades of Ibrahim alayhi salam are so timeless that there are millions of people from around the world that are gathering there in that part of the world as we speak and as we sit here today. They are gathering there to follow in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and to commemorate his legacy. And the rest of the billions of Muslims all throughout the world who will be at home as we come into the days of the Hajj will also be commemorating the memory and the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the ummah, he instructed his companions to conduct the sacrifice, the udhiyah, the sacrifice of the animal at the occasion of Eid al-Adha. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired, they asked, "Ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah?" O Messenger of Allah, what is the meaning and the history of this sacrifice that we are conducting? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim." This is the continuation of the legacy of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us multiple places in the Quran, "Millata abikum Ibrahim." Follow and fulfill the legacy of your forefather, your spiritual forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so the accomplishments and the achievements and the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam is so remarkable, so great. The honor that was bestowed upon Ibrahim alayhi salam was so profound, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, "وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ," that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this remarkable, profound honor upon Ibrahim alayhi salam to raise the foundations of the Kaaba along with his son Ismail alayhi salam. And think about all the good that has come from there, from that point on forward. To again, once again, I reiterate that millions of believers are gathering from around the world to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. And all of that starts and begins with Ibrahim alayhi salam being granted that honor, that privilege to be able to raise the foundations of the Kaaba. Now, everything I've said up to this point is what we already know. We know how great Ibrahim alayhi salam is. And we know how remarkable his legacy is. And we know how amazing his achievements and accomplishments are. And we know what a profound honor Allah bestowed upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, and what remarkable opportunities Allah gave to Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the point of reflection that I wanted to get to for myself and for everyone else here is that we have to also remind ourselves that that was not the beginning of the story, but that is the end of the story. But what were the first chapters of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam? That kind of honor, that kind of privilege, that kind of blessing, that kind of opportunity, what is that all based upon? And what we understand and what we realize when we study the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam as presented to us in the Quran by Allah is that the sacrifices, the hardship, the hard work. Now there's a very interesting kind of conversation here that spiritually we ask Allah for al-afwa wal-afiyah. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to constantly ask Allah for forgiveness and well-being. We don't demand and ask for hardship. We do not. But at the same time, it is also true that the higher the peak a person wants to reach, the more work it will require. That is the order that Allah has set into place. That is what the Quran refers to as Sunnatullah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. That the higher the point a person wants to reach, the more work will be required. And that's a very simple, logical concept we understand from living our lives. Those are the experiences that we've had. And we understand, there's this powerful phrase in the Quran, an ayah that is repeated in the Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And it has so many profound, like, realizations that come from that ayah. And the first lesson that we usually take from that ayah is that إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, that when somebody is in difficulty and hardship, that ease shall follow. And that's something that we find profound comfort in. But also part of the realization that we get from that ayah is that that ease that that person, that gift and that blessing that that person is experiencing had to come through some kind of difficulty and some kind of work. The harvest that the farmer enjoys only can come after the hardship and the hard work that it required. And that's why a constant analogy throughout the Quran is the analogy of farming. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly drawing our attention to that reality. And so we all, as we sit here and we come into the days of Hajj, and we do remember how great and virtuous and remarkable Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, Khalilullah and his family alayhi salat wa salam, as amazing as they are, that we also need to remember this particular lesson, that they are amazing and remarkable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put them in the position where they had to work hard and they had to sacrifice. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُمْ. Ibrahim's Lord tested him, and he passed all those tests with flying colors. He succeeded through all those tests. He completed all those tests and trials. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Lord said to him, submit in totality, completely. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have submitted, my Lord. And then look at the sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Just so that we understand that this word that we're using of hardship or sacrifice or hard work, this is not a cliche. But Allah tells us exactly what those hardships were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Ibrahim, that Ibrahim alayhi salam was put in the position of having to leave his family, his wife and his infant son, as in a place that Allah describes as biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in, where nothing was there. There was no life in sight. What people would describe as the middle of nowhere. He was commanded to leave his family there. As the hadith of Bukhari tells us, she asks him, Hajar, salamun alayha, she asks him, Allahu amaraka bihada? Has Allah commanded you to do this? And he responded in the affirmative, na'am. And then she says in response to that, idan lan yudayyana, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow us to go to waste. Allah will not forsake us. Allah will not abandon us. But that profound sacrifice, where your flesh and blood, your child, your family, who you would give anything for. It's a lot of times we hear this expression that I would sacrifice my life for my family, for my children. And that is not a cliche. Anyone who has a family, fathers who have that responsibility, they know it to be true. They would sacrifice their lives for their children. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is being commanded, to make that ultimate sacrifice. And he comes through. And then when he returns to his family, and his son is now grown up into a young man, maturing into a young man, a young adult, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks for an even greater sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inni ara fil manami anni adhbahuk. That I have been commanded by Allah to sacrifice you for the sake of Allah. To sacrifice your own flesh and blood. And again, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What do you think I should do? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. He says, my father, do as you've been commanded. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. I will be patient. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. And both Ibrahim and Ismail, alayhim as-salam, they submitted. They complied. They were willing. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And he laid down his son for the ultimate sacrifice. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved and rescued Ismail. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared Ibrahim. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You fulfilled the command that was given to you. Once again, passed the test. Will, the willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice, time and time again. And then we see what it culminates in, where both of the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail and Ishaq, are prophets of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows the honor upon him. That brick upon brick, that father and son raised the foundations, built the structure of the Kaaba together, and laid down the foundation of the very deen and the religion that we follow and that we practice. But that came after their willingness to sacrifice and be the willingness to do whatever it is that Allah needed them to do. And then Allah honored them. So much so that the Prophet ﷺ even says, أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ. I am the answer of the dua of my forefather Ibrahim ﷺ. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. And so, this is something that's very important for us to reflect on. And we all admire Ibrahim alayhi salam. We will be talking a lot about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these blessed days. We'll be remembering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about the seerah, mentioning the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll feel spiritually motivated and inspired. But it's going to be, this is the bitter pill of it, but that's ultimately good for us. And that is, yes, we need to feel inspired, we should be encouraged, we will come together as communities, we will fast and we will pray and we will make dua and we will listen to inspirational talks, all of that is there. But in between there, we have to understand and realize that ultimately, if I do want to achieve what I aspire to, what I am inspired by, if I want to really actually achieve all of that, there will come a point where I will have to make tough decisions. And I will have to do things that I don't want to do, that I don't feel like doing. But it's going to be very important for me in those moments where I feel the pinch, the little bit of the pinch, that I'm able to push through and do the hard things, do the tough things. Because if I allow myself, I'm talking to myself, if I allow myself to just remain comfortable, I will do something so long as it is comfortable, then I won't experience the growth that I need to, that I want to. I really want to. We all want to grow spiritually. We all want to be closer to Allah. We all want to be more like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and more like Ibrahim alayhi salam. But that can't happen unless and until I'm willing to challenge myself and push myself a little further. And so we're going to have those moments in these next 10 days and beyond. where I know that I should wake up another 15 minutes earlier than I normally do and make wudu. And while rubbing my eyes and trying to shake off the sleepiness, that I go for Salat al-Fajr. That's the next step for me. It's going to be important that I push myself to do that. I'm going to hear about very important and worthy causes that I know that I should donate and contribute to more and more. But this is the amount that I'm comfortable giving. But it's going to be important at that time for me to cut into what I want, what I need, and do more and give more. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be able to work hard, invest ourselves, and grow during these blessed days. I also wanted to mention, in light of that, that alhamdulillah, for our local community, you might notice a lot of, you know, new faces. Alhamdulillah, we're being visited by many, many people from across the country who've gathered for the ceremonies, the end of the year ceremonies and the graduation at the seminary, alhamdulillah. And I wanted to just say this little word to the graduates and their families and the rest of the community as well. That again, you might have one day been in the masjid or listening to a lecture and you heard somebody read a verse of the Quran and translate it and understand it and explain it, or you saw someone reading the Quran and becoming affected by it and you aspired to that. You wanted that for yourself. I want to feel that. But you had to put in the hard work. Some of you had to travel all halfway across the country. And then you had to sit in class 5 days a week, week in, week out, and do all the homework, and do the exams, and do all the studying. Then and only then you can be at this particular point. But it's very important, just like we talk about review what you've learned, you don't want to forget your knowledge, you also can't forget that lesson. That if you want to continue learning, and you want to continue growing, and you want to continue to do amazing things, and one day you want to be able to have a positive impact on other people the way that the teachers and the scholars have had a positive impact on you here, then you're going to have to keep on doing that hard work. And you're going to have to keep pushing yourself out of your comfort zone to continue to grow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, and may Allah increase. And lastly and most importantly, it's so heartbreaking that we continue to go through occasion after occasion of the Islamic calendar, that we were talking about Muharram and Ashura, and then we were talking about Ramadan, we talked about Rajab and Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, we talked about Sha'ban, then we talked about Ramadan, then we celebrated Eid, and now we're here talking about Dhul Hijjah and preparing for Eid al-Adha, and our brothers and sisters are still being massacred and killed in Gaza. And it breaks our hearts. And many of them, subhanAllah, the interesting, remarkable thing is, many of them are the people of Khalil, the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so we just cannot let them, we cannot ever allow ourselves to be forgetful and neglectful. It's truly tragic and painful, and it's important to acknowledge this, that it's painful and it's tragic that we are not able to do more. And may Allah forgive us for that. But at the same time, it's important to do whatever it is that we are capable of doing. Talking about it, raising awareness about it, donating, contributing, praying, making dua, and whatever else is in our capacity. But we just cannot become forgetful and neglectful about the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, especially the horrors and the tragedy that they are facing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them dignity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them tranquility. آمين يا رب العالمين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم قال الله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة